A 2 minute tour. It's Joe Smith here at the Museum of Ivor Gold Black, 100 Stokescroft, Bristol. I'm going to hand over the recorder to Dave Goldblatt. I'm not going to interrupt, he's one of the best talkers I know, and he's going to give us the 2 minute tour.
So, my old man died 10 years ago, and this exhibition is an act of remembrance and an installation. And I had to do something with all the documents and photographs that are in my loft. I mean, let's face it, even if you come round to my house, I'm not going to get them out and show you. So I'm showing them to everyone. And we start with the deep family history, a variety of Jews escaping from unpleasant places in Russia, making their way via South Africa to London. And you can meet my grandparents, Lily and Mac. Ivor is born in the East End of London in 1939, escapes the bombs by staying in Preston for the first part of the war with his uncles, who are in the rag trade up there. We move on to the Loosh 1950s. The man's a hairdresser by now, manages to get himself out of the RAF nice and pronto. Yes, and works with Teasy Weezy Raymond in his Knightsbridge salon, an apprenticeship in all sorts of things, including hairdressing. We have a section on family life in the 1970s, the extraordinary Calora affair of the late 1970s, early 1980s, an embezzlement and marijuana case to intrigue. The Roaring 90s, when he teamed up with George Crawley and the Crawley Gang in episodes of cheating, conning, card playing and card marking. The classic era of Red Stripe. The headmaster is born in the late 1990s when he moves into the global porn industry. And I won't spoil the ending for you, but let's just say there's quite a turn of events in 2001.
Thanks, Dave. Everyone must see it. I'm firmly hoping that he'll take it on the road.
Brilliant.